At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, and a very good Saturday to you. Another fresh edition of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G, back in the podcast dojo all weekend long. And this is, Danny, a special edition of the podcast because it is part two of our Maller Travelogue miniseries as we take a look back at the big global tour around the United States from last week. And so we left off. I had left Chicago, right, Danny? We were leaving Chicago. I believe that was the point we left off at.
Yeah, you had another good food experience right before you left.
A couple of good restaurants. So I visited my family, my cousin who lives in Chicago. And so part two, the whirlwind circus, the trip heard round the world. Actually, not heard round the world, but at least on the podcast. And this part of the miniseries, we transitioned to the airport, back to the airport, because I had to get out of Chicago and head to Virginia.
Any violence that you were reading about?
You know, I did not. I saw a lot of shady guys that looked like they could be up to no good, but I did not actually witness any kind of actual violence. I saw a very high police presence that I heard that was not really the case that much in that part of Chicago, but there were a lot of police on guard. Because as I understand it, there were actually some problems that happened in that area where we were staying in the weeks prior. So they made sure to have a lot of police there to make that a little safer for the out-of-towners like us. But I didn't witness any violence or anything like that. And I didn't really feel threatened at any point in Chicago. And
I'm going to decapitate a goat.
It's a good city. And, you know, it's
always nice when you don't need your Glock on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. You try to keep that on the down low. So destination, North Carolina, but to get to the Outer Banks, we had to go to Virginia and got to O'Hare 2 hours early for the flight. Rental car return, gave over my family gold, all of that gone. Yeah, I got some money here. The flight to Virginia is only 1 hour and 34 minutes, but you get to the airport 2 hours early. And then with the time change, the flight was delayed. And by the time we got our bags in the rental car, it was almost sunset in Chicago. But I did have a great radio geek moment that you can appreciate, Danny, when I got to Virginia from Chicago. So we get in the rental car in Norfolk, turn on the radio, and whoever had been in the car before us was listening to WTAR Sports Radio 96.5 on the FM dial, which happens to be the Fox Sports Radio affiliate.
Number one.
Yeah.
And so I heard Steve DeSager's voice booming out, doing one of his signature 20-minute updates with Harmon and Smith. But it was cool. I actually texted Harmon. I said, hey, I hear you on the car radio. That was pretty neat.
Oh, there's no question.
That is cool, because 2 weekends ago, I mentioned that we'd pick your brain about any podcast that you may have listened to or local radio that you might have heard.
Yeah, so I heard our affiliate that the rental car had on the station, which you always love. You love to see that. If you're a fan of Fox Sports Radio, wherever you are, whatever the affiliate is, when you turn the car in, just turn it on that station.
In the rental cars everywhere.
That's right. We dominate the overpriced rental cars. We headed to Virginia Beach on the way to North Carolina. I figured, well, we're in Virginia. We have a few hours. We don't have to get to North Carolina until late in the night. And so why not? Why don't we enjoy the Atlantic in famous Virginia Beach? It's always odd to me, and you probably have the same experience, Danny, growing up in California. And I've always flocked to the beach to see the sunset over the ocean. But when you go to the East Coast, it doesn't set over the ocean. The sunset, as we all know, it sets in the West.
Smoke weed every day.
So we were hanging out, and the weather was not particularly great in Virginia Beach, but it reminded me more of like kind of like a poor man's Venice Beach.
Ben, I love you.
Like a lot of bums in Virginia Beach, some shady looking guys walking around. It is a great military town, though. We had a free air show. We were walking up and down the beach there, and there's so many military people in that area. That's like a hub of military activity. And so it reminded me of when I was a kid and I was growing up near the El Toro Marine Base in Orange County, which no longer exists, and the Tustin Marine Base, which no longer exists. And when I was a little kid, every morning and afternoon, there would be planes doing helicopters, doing exercises. So that was just kind of what I grew up with, and I hadn't seen that in a long time. So it was neat. There were like military fighter jets flying over the ocean doing exercises right in front of us. It was pretty cool. So then we decided to go on a fried chicken eating tour.
All right, I want my chicken!
Around Norfolk, Hamptons, and Virginia Beach. And we spent about 5 hours altogether in Virginia. Maybe a little more than that, and sampled 3 different fried chicken places, Danny. 3 of them in 5 hours.
Yeah, I saw all the listeners tweeting you with their recommendations.
Yeah, I did ask for places to eat at, and got to take a Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, a modern engineering marvel. That thing's been around since the 1960s. And so we were driving to get food, but we crossed over and under the open waters where the Chesapeake Bay meets the Atlantic Ocean. And I don't know if you've ever seen this thing, Danny. It is crazy. It cuts off like almost 100 miles if you're driving from Wilmington, Delaware, to Virginia Beach and anything beyond Delaware. But it reminded me a little bit like the Lincoln Tunnel in New York, if you've been in that, but bigger, longer.
He's long everywhere.
All that. And then I found out after we had gone in the tunnel, a listener pointed out that it's very unsafe when there's high winds, that trucks have been blown off the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel and people have died in their truck from that. And that freaked me out a little bit. But we went to Bobo's Fine Chicken Restaurant. I'd never heard of Bobo's Fine Chicken Restaurant, Danny. But it's a local establishment in Virginia Beach. It was pretty good. Wasn't the greatest. It was pretty good. But then we were like, wait a minute. Much like in Wisconsin when I had gone to Culver's, I wanted to eat at Culver's a lot because I'd heard good things about it. I heard a ton of good things about Zaxby's and Bojangles.
Yeah, I've heard about Zaxby's for years.
Yeah. So people were like, hey, you got to go to Zaxby's and Bojangles. Surprisingly, I was actually more of a fan of Bojangles than I was of Zaxby's. I did not see that on the horizon when I showed up. And I'm happy to report, Danny, after doing a thorough taste test of these establishments, the king of the chicken finger continues to be Raising Cane's.
Wow.
They do not lose their status as A number one, king of the chicken finger hill.
Why did you like Bojangles better?
I just thought the chicken tasted better. They gave you bigger portions of food. I just thought it was a better meal. Zaxby's wasn't bad. I wouldn't like pass up Zaxby's, but I felt like Cane's is a lot better. And Bojangles was a little bit closer to Cane's. So then about 11 o'clock at night, we stopped eating. We hit Walmart for supplies. Why not? And then headed to Nag's Head, North Carolina. Now, this is my first time driving in the South. I had not spent a lot of time in the South over the years. And so just like in the movies, pitch black, Danny, country, empty roads. The thing that annoyed me was the speed limit fluctuated from 25 miles an hour to like 60 miles an hour. But every couple of miles, it would go from higher to lower. And it was really annoying.
That's weird. Why do they do that?
I don't know. But I'm used to driving in California. We drive around here at night. It's like the Autobahn.
It's a straightaway. Around. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, I don't want to get pulled over. I made it through Wisconsin and Chicago, not getting pulled over. I'm not going to get pulled over in North Carolina. Now, one of the positives, I was battling a little bit of a bladder infection.
TMI.
And I had to go to the bathroom quite a bit. During this period of the trip, a little too much information. But the great thing about driving on a country road in the middle of nowhere, when you need to take a piss, you just you pull over and the whole landscape is your toilet.
Very true.
Yeah. And you don't have to worry, but there's nobody on the roads. Nobody beats the whiz. And so I did stop a few times. We rolled into the Airbnb. Now, at this location, Danny, we were sharing the house with my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, some cousins, and a bunch of little kids, their kids and whatnot were there. We showed up about 1 a.m, just enough time to pass out and get ready. But I'd never been to Nag's Head. I'd never even heard of Nag's Head. Had you ever heard of Nag's Head?
This is the first time.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it. I'm not from the East Coast. And so it was cool. It's a really neat little beach town. If I lived in that part of the country, if I was in Maryland, Virginia, or somewhere within reasonable driving distance, I would go there again. It's weird. It's surrounded by the Atlantic on one side, and there's a sound on the other. So it's this little stretch of land surrounded by water. There's a lot of like touristy restaurants with funny names. I tweeted out, I think I put it on Facebook. There was a restaurant my wife wanted to go to called Biscuits and Porn. The name of the restaurant, Biscuits and Porn.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
And I was very disappointed, Danny, when I went in there and I didn't see any porn. I saw a lot of biscuits. I didn't see any porn. It was very disappointing. Across the street from there was a crab place called Dirty Dicks.
Maybe you can suck on it.
Which I thought was also a fun name. There's a gourmet roasted nut shop called Try My Nuts.
Hot nuts.
That also applied to the bathroom.
Bust a nut.
Yeah, try my nuts. We went to this place called Bob's Grill. Their slogan is eat and get the hell out.
Nice.
Which is a good slogan. Awful Arthur's Beach Shop. There's a whalebone place, all kinds of these weird little gift shops and whatnot.
It sounds like a fun area.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. You take the family for the week. There were three or four miniature golf and go-kart locations on this one main drag in Nag's Head. And it's like three cities. There's Kitty Hawk, Kill Devil Hills, and Nag's Head. They're all side by side. And although the beaches of Nag's Head were a ghost town compared to what I am used to in California, the Atlantic is a inferior ocean to the Pacific. Would you agree on that, Dan? That
I don't want to piss anybody off on the East Coast, but from my experience, I would have to agree with you.
Yeah, the Pacific is just a better experience at the ocean for many, many reasons. But the people in the South are very kind, great hospitality. I did not have time to do a meet and greet, but I drove all over in my short stay in Nag's Head, drove all over the Outer Banks. I loved visiting Kitty Hawk. And it was one of those things I wish my dad was still around because he would have been really impressed by that. Could have told him stories because the Wright brothers, that's where they supposedly the first flight took place. And they had a Wright brothers memorial. I didn't go to it because we didn't have a lot of time. We were only going to be there 20 minutes and it wasn't cost effective. But what a brilliant move by the Wright brothers to pick that patch of land surrounded by water, tremendous high winds pretty much all day and all night. If you're trying to get a plane off the ground, I can't think of a better place to go than Kitty Hawk. Just brilliant. Just absolutely brilliant. Then there's this place called Kill Devil Hills, which I did not see a single hill or mountain. I don't know why it's called Kill Devil Hills, but it is. And there were all kinds of other weird little stores. They have North Carolina has these odd liquor laws where you can only buy hard liquor at these ABC liquor stores, which is the North Carolina Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission.
Drugs are bad, okay?
And they run the whole thing. So now there was one big food error, Danny, that took place. The big food error was by my wife. She made a rookie mistake. Bad job by her. We went to a diner for breakfast with the family, and she ordered a breakfast burrito.
Oh, bad move.
Right? See, I pity the fool that doesn't give me my burrito. I tried to warn her. I said, listen, you're in the South. You stay away from Mexican food. You're on the East Coast. And that thing was nasty. And that's their spin on the breakfast burrito, which I don't even think is a Mexican dish, right? Isn't the breakfast burrito from California?
I think so.
I think it is.
Yeah. Somebody trying to recreate it there on the Atlantic, that doesn't sound like a good formula.
No, it was bad. It was bad, bad, bad. And I'm not a big burrito guy in the morning, but I looked at it. I was like, that's pretty bad. Shouldn't have done that. I tried to tell her. She said, no, don't worry. She said her words were, you can't really mess up a breakfast burrito.
Wrong.
You want to bet on that?
Did she send it back or did she power through?
No, she did not send it back, but she didn't eat it. She just like left it sitting there. She didn't eat it. Like, oh, I'm not going to eat it. But I, on the other hand, I got the hot cakes, the corned beef hash and biscuits. So I should have gotten grits. I made a mistake there, but it was pretty good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
So then we had the wedding on Saturday night. It was a fun time. My sister-in-law got married to a kind gentleman from Ohio. And we went to a big meet and greet party on that Friday night. It's always awkward, Danny, at these social things. I'm an introvert. And then people find out what I do for a living. And then they want to be a chatterbox with me. And so it's a little uncomfortable.
It sounds like you would love to talk.
Yeah, I do it for a living. I'm good. You want to hear me talk, download the podcast. Check that out. But I bet the new relatives, I guess they're relatives. I don't know how this all works. But the father of the gentleman who married into the family is an Ohio State trooper in Columbus.
Got a murder.
He's about to retire. So he told me his whole story. He's got an interesting life. And then I met there's a stepfather who's a prison warden in Cleveland.
Who, me?
The mom clearly loves law enforcement and married first a state trooper and then later a prison warden. So,
yeah, law enforcement groupie.
And this, let me tell you, this wedding barely got in because it was an outdoor wedding and the weather had actually been pretty good in Nag's Head, but about an hour before the wedding, there were ominous dark storm clouds on the horizon. And it started lightly misting near the middle part of the wedding. And then after the wedding ended, we were all running for cover as it started pouring rain. And we ran in. Everyone's all dressed to the nines, dolled up and all that. We ran into this open bar. They had a reception. And pretty solid finger foods. I judge weddings based on the finger foods. They had a chicken and waffle finger food. These little roast beef, like mini slider things that weren't bad. And overall, we had a good time. And the wedding ended around 10 o'clock. The cool thing about being on the East Coast, I said this on the radio show, is on the West Coast versus the East Coast. On the West Coast, if you go to a wedding and it ends at 10 o'clock, by the time you come back, pretty much everything's done sports-wise. Can't watch anything. East Coast, 10 o'clock, you got West Coast baseball games. There was a UFC card. I'm not a big UFC guy, but my brother-in-law loves the UFC.
You little weasel!
So I may or may not have dialed up a Russian website and found a UFC feed. I might. I don't know. Maybe I didn't do that. Maybe I was imagining that. But that's how that went. So then Sunday, real quick, because we don't have tons of time, but on Sunday, it was a getaway day. Got up early, the whole thing, packed up, had to drive to Virginia. Tossed the stuff in the rental in the suitcase and we're on our way. We stopped by Brew Through, which is this chain around that part of North Carolina, and got some t-shirts. And it's like this drive-through mini mart where they sell booze, woo-hoo! But mostly they just sell t-shirts. It's odd. And so we were driving back to Norfolk, and on our way, we stopped one more time to Bojangles for one more delicious meal at Bojangles.
That's how I know you liked it.
Yeah, exactly. And so then we got to the airport. This is a normal travel day. We get to the airport in Norfolk. And we check in. We get the boarding passes. We had taken some luggage with all our clothes, packed that up, sent that in to security. We headed to TSA. At this point in the story, Danny, we have a record scratch moment. Are you ready for the record scratch moment? So I show up, like everyone, you pull your ID out, your boarding pass. They give you the evil eye, the TSA, and you go on your way. So I show up, I hand my driver's license, my boarding pass, and I then prepare to go through the metal detector. I look back, and my wife, the family there, they were not with me. I said, what the hell? What do you, come on. They were not being allowed through security. And I was like, what's the problem? My wife then says, hey, he's with me, pointing at me, right? So next thing I know, I'm now being escorted away from the metal detector. Now, I've already handed over my driver's license. I've handed over my boarding pass. All of my belongings are in a suitcase and everything else is on the table to go through the metal detector. I have no idea what's going on.
This is Goodfellas.
What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Bun of her hair.
Exactly. I have no wallet, Danny. I have no phone. I have no shoes. I have nothing.
I'm absolutely naked right now.
I am at the mercy of Big Brother. And we are told by one of the people at TSA that our traveling party was red flagged for advanced screening. And my wife was totally freaked out at this because one of the TSA agents, when we got to the station there in Virginia, said, we were waiting for you. We knew you were coming. We just didn't know when.
Racist.
What?
Yes. The very threatening overnight radio guy.
It is because of your big ratings, Ben.
Clearly.
This is not the number one station anymore, is it?
So the TSA agent's like, listen, you blah, 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 blah. You have to go through an intensive screening, and then you'll be on your way. Like, what the hell does that mean? So we had to go one by one through the metal detector. They then took us to the back room. You never want to go to the back room at the TSA at the airport. But here we were. So they go through all our belongings with like a metal thing looking for explosive devices, like I'm packing some kind of weapon or something like that. They pat us down. I hadn't been touched like that by someone other than my wife in many, many years. Even the bare feet and all this stuff.
Somebody take photos of you guys earlier on the trip at the fireworks store?
Yeah, exactly, right? It is like metal wand thing. They were testing our hands for and feet and all this stuff. It was next level bullcrap. Yeah, I was like, what did I do? I was like, I didn't do anything. I drove around Wisconsin and ate cheese curds and drove around Virginia and ate chicken. What's the problem? Chicken and biscuits. But full pat down, the whole thing. And I am happy to report, though, Danny, we did pass all the tests. Since, you know, we're not actually terrorists and all that anyway. but it was still a waiting game. At this point, we had no explanation. There was no reasoning. The people in Virginia claimed they didn't know why we were flagged. Keep in mind, we flew from California to Chicago, no problems. Yeah. Yeah. Flew from Chicago to Virginia, no problems. But it was the last leg of the flight that we had problems. Now, eventually, they did allow us to take our shit back. And we were able to make the flight. We had a stopover in Dallas. By the way, I had a D-list celebrity sighting in Dallas, Danny. I ran into a cop-hating NBA broadcaster.
The person who was talked about a police escort?
Yes, Mark Jones.
Oh, yeah, I knew
that
it.
Dope from ESPN was walking around there. And he must have been very uncomfortable. There were a lot of police in the airport. I don't know how he was able to pull that off, but the woke NBA broadcaster was parading around the American Airlines terminal in Dallas. And then the other thing that happened in Dallas, my wife almost missed the connecting flight back to California because she decided to order a pizza.
Oh, no.
I said, what are you doing ordering a pizza? I don't need to eat a pizza. No, you get a pizza. But the pizza takes a while to cook, Danny. And so, needless to say, it was a long wait. And but she did make it on the flight. And we got back in one piece and had a late night last meal before back to work. And what better way to end a trip? We didn't go to Raising Cane's. They were closed. So in and out. That's what a hamburger is all about.
Cut that meat!
That was the
nice full circle
conclusion of the trip. Yeah, so that was
yeah,
a good time. I had a fun time, and I don't think I'll be going anywhere exotic the rest of the year. But you never know. You never know what's going to pop up. But I don't like to take a lot of time off, as you know, Danny, and so pretty much used most of it right here until the end of the year. So I think we're good.
Yeah, you are Mr. Bank the Hours.
Got to bank those hours, my man. Got to hold on those hours. Come on now.
Now, did you listen to any good local radio? You did talk about that affiliate that you heard. Did you guys listen in to any of the local flavors of any of the states you drove through?
Yeah, we listened a little bit, but it was mostly we were talking while we were driving. My wife loves to talk, and I do like that's one spot I don't mind talking when I'm driving. When I'm like, I can shoot the crap over there. On the plane ride back, I listened. Our friend Alf, the alien opiner, who recommended there were a bunch of Gilbert Gottfried podcasts.
Oh, cool.
Gilbert passed away recently, and I was a big fan of his. And so he recommended a couple of episodes. There was one with Penn Jillette, one with Bob Costas. And so I listened to that, and that was kind of cool. Just a lot of, like I said, the Virginia sports radio thing was cool here in the affiliate. And I will admit, driving around at night, I was scanning the dial trying to find the no-show that was in for me. Like, well, maybe I can hear what the station sounds like driving around here. And I was told by somebody that Nag's Head got hit by a big hurricane as opposed to a small hurricane a few years ago and was pretty messed up. But they cleaned up. They cleaned up pretty nice there. It was cool. And we have a little time. I've Bogarted the entire weekend, Dan. It's a bad job by me.
Oh, no, no. I mean, you have lived an exciting couple of weeks here.
Well, it was fun. It was interesting. It was different. It was out of the norm. I'm sure I'm forgetting lots of stuff. I'm trying to think what else I could add on to this that I'm probably going to regret down the line saying, well, what else happened? I went to an alligator. They have alligators in North Carolina. You know that? I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's an alligator farm in Nag's Head. Well, it's actually down the street from Nag's Head.
I'm still stuck on you guys getting flagged like you were part of the mob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't get me started. And I felt bad. And then I was like, I was getting upset. But then right after us, this very large gentleman he was in a wheelchair. This black guy in a wheelchair with no legs, he got pulled into the back room. I'm like, what the hell did that guy do?
Yeah, racist.
He's not going to run away from. I mean, what are you doing? You know? And I was like, well, it was ridiculous.
Racist.
I'm sure they have their reasoning behind it, but
questioning your wife. Did you get to use the famous Goodfellas line? Don't look at me, pal. I got to live with her.
I should have used that line. But it was just like the whole thing. And there was a theory going around. Maybe it's because it was Mother's Day and they were on high alert or something like that. I don't know. But the whole thing was redonkulous. Redonkulous.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Anything going on in your world, Danny? Any weird things take place here? Anything at all that stands out?
Not weird, but I did get to go visit my pops while you were away. So I went to Bass Lake.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was time for that annual fishing derby.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, and of course, for the second year in a row.
Oh, did not work fish. Out. No, that's
it was still nice being out there on the lake. And the following day, got to take the Tinderoni and her kids to visit Yosemite. For the first time ever, they got to see the great national park of Yosemite here in California.
Awesome.
Blown away. They could not believe their eyes when we got to Yosemite Falls. And we hiked to the lower falls. Cool. Took pictures right there, but the bottom of the falls.
Woo-woo!
They absolutely were blown away, because when we were first driving into Yosemite, they're like, this is overhyped, just windy roads. But once you get into the actual park, it's like, holy shit, look at all of this. Every which way you look, there is a crazy big waterfall and half dome and everything else around you. But the drive in is pretty long, so it's underwhelming. Once we are inside the park, they got it. They're like, oh, okay, this is better than the hype once you're inside.
Come on in, man.
So yeah, it was a nice time in Yosemite. And of course, a long drive back after that, because you basically have to backtrack your way out of Yosemite and through beautiful Fresno, California.
Yeah, no, I've been to the Sequoias. Is that that's different though, right?
That's different. Yeah, that's different. Through Visalia.
Yeah,
The Sequoias do run up towards Yosemite, but yeah, you take the 41 through Bass Lake and into Yosemite. My dad is basically 20, 25 minutes right outside of the park entrance.
Okay. So, and how's your pops doing? Everything good with that?
He's doing good. He's in his first year of retirement.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's trying to figure out how to maneuver things and do add-ons to his house and all that without his regular paycheck coming in.
Oh, well, that is a problem. Well, what kind of work did your pops do?
He co-owned a construction business all these years.
Oh, so he can probably do a lot of that stuff on his own.
That's what his wife's been leaning on too. My stepmom, do that and do this. And he's like, hey, slow down. I'm retired.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with the cost of everything though, that's the way to do it and save some bucks on that though. If you could help yourself.
Yeah. He just redid their deck. And so now I think he wants to take a couple months off before the next big project.
See, that's the move, Danny G. You know, you found the Queen Tinderoni now, and have him add on. Like, you could get a fixer upper.
Yeah.
And then have him do a lot of the dirty work for you, and boom, you got a dream house.
When he asks, hey, what do you guys want as your wedding gift? Like, well, Pops, why don't you bring your toolbox with you?
Hey, Pops, I'd like an extra bedroom and bathroom. That's what I would like. And a deck. Can you make that happen, Pops? Can you put that down? Now, is your dad excited about retirement, or is he kind of like, oh man, I don't know, I'm going to be bored out of my mind? Like, because there's all kinds of, some people love retirement, the idea of retirement. Other people always have to be busy and can't grasp what that means.
Yeah, I don't think he's into it yet. Because the last couple of years, he actually was supposed to have retired 3 years ago. He stayed on a couple of extra years because the business was doing so well. It was like my stepmom having to tear him away from it. He's not feeling it yet. I think he's like LeBron. He still had 2 good years left in him.
You guys want me to turn my brain off because I have a huge basketball IQ?
Yeah. Well, you would like to leave a year too soon than a year too late, right?
Yeah, that's the Belichick route. Yeah.
That's the Patriot way.
Yes.
Would be the way to approach that. Well, that's cool. So you got some quality time with the family, huh?
Yeah, it was nice to see him. My older brother met us there for the fishing derby. So it was good to see some family there in the forest.
Now, your wife, she was there, or your soon-to-be wife, not you.
Soon-to-be, yeah, she came, and it's funny, you were talking about your Chicago trip and where you guys stayed and about hotels. Well, we stayed in a chalet by the lake, and the word they always use is rustic.
Garbage.
It's where they filmed the legendary John Candy movie, The Great Outdoors.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
It's great to be right there on the lake, but it's all made out of wood and there's some cobwebs here and there and it's a little dusty. I'll be nice by saying she's a hotel snob.
Uh-huh.
So she had to get used to the rustic life.
Bunch of city slickers coming in there, right?
Yeah. When the weekend was over, though, she admitted that she really, really liked it. It reminded her, she said, of camping, but more of like glamping, like, upscale camping, if you will.
Yeah.
She had a good time. And it was really nice seeing all those waterfalls. And we got to rent bikes and ride them to Mirror Lake inside Yosemite.
Now, those like regular bikes or those like electric bikes?
No, regular bikes. Okay. So when it was uphill, there was some huffing and puffing going on.
You were feeling it.
It was so good, though, because once the Mirror Lake excursion was over, then you could go downhill most of the way.
Oh, well, that is good. Although that is also scary if you have to stop all of a sudden, you're going downhill. I don't believe in momentum in sports, but if you're on a bike going downhill, there is actually momentum.
Yeah, and it wasn't the brakes on the handlebars. These are just cruisers. So it was the old pedal backwards for the brake.
Oh, man, that's not. Yeah. No bueno. So, no bueno on that. No.
Lots of people on that trail, too. It was a lot of maneuvering in and out of people hiking the other direction.
Wow. And what kind of food options did you have up there? There's not a lot to eat, right? You got to bring your own food in? Is that kind of thing?
No, you got Ducey's by the lake where we stayed. The chalets, they have 2 restaurants attached. They had weddings going on while we were there. And this Ducey's has a fancy place downstairs and a more casual burger place upstairs. There was a long wait downstairs. We went upstairs and had the burgers and the fries and hung out. And the last day before we left, my dad and brother came there and we all had a big meal there. And so I think by the time we left, my girl had eaten at Ducey's 4 times. There weren't a lot of options. There's like 1 Mexican restaurant in town. That she and my stepmom drove to. Yeah, but other than that, it was a lot of, really good bar food, I would say.
Yeah, which I'm not opposed to, but you do want a little variety is the spice of life. Somebody said that. All right, we got to get out of here. We got the mailbag on Sunday. Mail. Keep those letters coming in. If you obviously can't get it in for the Sunday mailbag, but for next week, realfifthhour@gmail.com, realfifthhour@gmail.com. There's a light up ahead that says,
shut the f- up.
All right, we will do that. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday. We'll talk to you with the mailbag on Sunday.
Asta pasta.
Bye, Felicia.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.